say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the arc's red glare, the bombs bursting in again, proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Sav. So I was going to come out here today and ask people what they thought about Joe Biden now being the official nominee to run against President Trump this November, but I'm not really feeling politics today, so let's go ask people what life has been like for them during quarantine. What's up, guy?
Very, very boring. It was a little isolating, it was a little weird, but luckily I was able to stay connected and wasn't too bad. Lots of Animal Crossing together.
Tons of Animal Crossing, an obscene amount. Like, I bought a Nintendo Switch for the purpose of Animal Crossing.
You in quarantine?
It's been pretty fun, you know?
Fun, yeah?
Just kind of hanging out.
Nice. Have you been wearing your face mask, social distancing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all day.
So we've been locked down here in Texas for 6 months now, and our mask order just got extended to December 15th. What do you think about that?
I mean, it is what it is. Just got to protect it, you know?
Wear it until December?
I mean, if you have like pre-existing, maybe, but it kind of depends. I don't know.
Are you scared of the coronavirus? What's the general consensus? How do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm not really that scared about it because I'm young, but it affects people differently, so.
Yeah, so you're not wearing a face mask out here in direct sunlight and open air. What are you doing, guy?
Just walking back, you know, got some lunch, and it's hot out here, so it kind of makes me sweat.
How long are you guys willing to wear a face mask for?
Until it's over. I'm not going to be one of those people who goes out without it. When I leave without my house, I panic and turn around.
It's never over.
It's just a small thing for the safety of others.
She wears the shirt of death.
At risk. I wouldn't want to put my friend's life in jeopardy.
Hilarious irony.
Comfort. At this point, even though I understand the mask is mostly to protect others, I do feel a sense of security behind it. And so I'm basically just going to wear mine until I feel comfortable again.
I'd probably wear it until there's a good treatment or a vaccine.
And there already is. The media just covers it up.
Feel about wearing the face masks for another 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, it's vital for, especially where there's such a high population in a college area of town. We need it, and it's honestly scary.
I need my mask. I need it.
So when are you guys going to stop wearing the face masks?
Probably never.
Just like, because coronavirus really is never going to go away, right? It's kind of like the flu at this point. So face masks are just a daily part of life now?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be something that we're going to need to do again with the next pandemic. Or
my God.
Like the air quality as it decreases in our cities that we're just going to need to get used to.
All right,
well.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. The latest from Savannah Hernandez. You heard it right from their mouth. I'll wear my mask forever. Gives me a sense of security. At least until there's an effective treatment. Literal bizarro world. How did we get here? Pretty sad, really.
Last Saturday, we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd, Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side, right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right, we're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck.
Yeah!
Come out and show your resistance to the ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The free side of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
We're wearing a face mask right now because we're in a public situation.
It's my life in a box in front of me. Days off in my arms is the soul of me. You walk by, ask to see me lay face down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, August 21st, 2020, and you are now in the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. Coming up today, good news for you, Open Line Friday, very light news desk. I do have some clips I want to get to. But it's Friday, and so we'll have Open Line Friday. And then we're going to have Open Park Saturday, as we hope you can come out and join us on the free side of Barton Creek tomorrow in Austin, Texas, Swimming with Alex Jones Part 2, noon tomorrow on the free side of Barton Creek. The biggest story, at least today, I mean, it's the same ongoing crap, the fake pandemic to bring us into global enslavement. That just continues. But in the short daily cyclical news interaction, the failed, flopped, pathetic, embarrassing, caught red-handed, faking things, lying, fact-checked by the AP, DNC concluded last night. And it's been, it's not been good for the Democrats. And so today's show headline, I forget the exact headline, but it's like millions flip to Trump after failed DNC. Because here's what the mainstream media does. They build up this anti-Trump thing like, oh, it's everybody's involved, and they get Hollywood and they get the mainstream art and culture and media and news. And it's just everywhere for 4 years, just bashing Trump, bashing Trump, bashing Trump, bashing Trump. And then they show you the fake polls, Biden up by 10 here, up by 7 here, narrow lead here, could win over here. And then, of course, the lies about Trump, the fake news about Trump. And so it's all this big con game, this big deception. Like, oh, Trump is losing. Oh, Trump isn't popular. Oh, you're not part of the winning team. Look, everyone hates Trump. Even your favorite athlete, even your favorite Hollywood actor or actress or TV star or newsman or woman. Oh, they all hate him. And then they'll go on. And, you know, I was actually surprised with a few people calling out the Democrat National Convention for what it was, an embarrassing nightmare, which they're proud of. I mean, they thought this was great. I mean, look, when you bring up Bill Clinton and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, I mean, come on. People don't buy this crap anymore. It was a complete embarrassment. Yeah, you're going to have, in a country of 330 million people, you're going to have about 30 million people probably these day and age that can't even think. So they vote Democrat. And the Democrats feel good about this. But the real story is, middle America that watched this, because they're probably at home with nothing else to do because of the shutdown, who probably don't even follow politics, maybe haven't even seen or heard of Joe Biden for months, don't even know who most of these people speaking are, don't even know about Cardi B dressing up as a demon and interviewing Biden. They don't know any of that, but oh, it's the DNC. It's on the local news being rebroadcast. It's on the cable news being rebroadcast. It's everywhere. So you tune in, the DNC. And you saw that? Nothing there motivates you to vote. Nothing there motivates you to get excited about Joe Biden or the Democrat Party. Nothing. The highlight of the whole thing was your young star, Communist Cortez, endorsing Bernie Sanders. Oops. Oops. Bernie Sanders saying it's his rally. Most of the people just phoning it in, recording videos from days or months prior. It's like, you know, 10 o'clock p.m. It's high noon, though, in their video. They get like four people to clap and record it and send it to CNN. And then they just dub it four times on the same screen just so it looks like there's 100 people cheering for old Joe. Biden clearly at this point just, I don't even know if you would call him a puppet, because it's like not even a puppet. It's like a mannequin. You've had the Manchurian candidate. Now you have the mannequin candidate is Joe Biden. He's the mannequin candidate. You just put him on the stage and then he's just there. It's just, oh, he doesn't have to think or, you know. And I even know people were tuned in to the Biden closing speech last night, because I got a bunch of messages last night about how pathetic it was. Now, hopefully the Republicans learn from this. And Trump was on Hannity last night saying they're going to do mostly live stuff and not recorded. The whole digital interface is really the failing product. Just have it in person. You're already doing rallies. Just have it in person. Just give these guys such a devastating loss. Now, they won't do it, but they already got it all planned out. I guess it starts next Monday. But so the story today that nobody will tell you is the DNC was a miserable disaster. It turned off many Democrat voters. It probably swung many more for Trump that were neutral. And they don't know what to do at this point, when their highest rated thing is a communist Cortez who endorsed the guy that you don't want two straight presidential elections. And then you have articles coming about how the DNC and the Democrat Party is basically crumbling at the seams because they just can't get it right. AOC, Biden, Sanders, Buffalo, Springfield. I mean, they don't know what the hell's going on. So believe me, neutral Americans that were probably about 1 million to 2 million that saw this, that didn't know which way to go, just wanted to see what the Democrats were up to, they are not getting those votes from that. They are losing votes from that. If anything, Trump is gaining votes from that. So, and the crew keeps pulling up all the stuff, just reminding me what a disaster this thing was. A Billie Eilish. Half of the people that watched this, if not all, saw this and said, "What is a Billie Eilish?" They don't know what is a green-haired Billie Eilish. Hi, you just heard from Billie Eilish. I didn't know who that was until tonight either, but pretty good, right? What did she sing? Do you remember? I don't know. I think I'm running for president. And maybe you should vote for me because I'm a mannequin. And a mannequin is much better than an orange man. Hi, yes, I'm Billie Eilish. So that's what you get from the DNC. A complete disaster. Nauseating. Boring. And here's two highlights that kind of put a cap on it. Jennifer Hudson sings at DNC. Trump took in her family following mother and brother's 2008 murder. And after Trump, this is from the story, Trump had reacted to the tragic news of Hudson's family being by offering up a hotel suite for Hudson and her family to stay in for free while they mourn. So Trump literally says, hey, you know what? This is really sad. What can I do to help you? Here, please stay in my luxurious hotel suite as long as you need and mourn, please. And just God bless you, you know, sorry for your loss. And then she turns around and sings at the DNC that just ripped him to shreds, lied about him all day, all week. And then Rose McGowan, boy, aren't we all proud of Rose. She tweets out, you are the season of darkness, Joe Biden and Democrat National Convention. You are monsters. You are frauds. You are the lie. Oops. How's that Me Too movement going? By the way, there were more Trump supporters at the DNC than there were Democrats.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover. Incrementalism. The inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. guaranteed. This is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You know, it's really quite funny. The far left thinks that we're anti-Semites, and the far right thinks that we're Israeli shills. And the truth is, we're actually smack dab in the middle. We're just centered. We're just real. We're just as real as it gets. So I just find that funny sometimes when you read the old tabloids about us or hear the rumors. I'm like waking up. And I'm like, drinking my vitamin mineral fusion. Like, okay. Cool. Like waiting to get my shekels here. You know, waiting to get my, where am I? When are my ruples coming in? Anybody? Okay. I'll wait. Oh, I could go on. I'm getting distracted, but here's what I want to do. We're going to have open line Fridays. We're going to open those up shortly, but I like to do this every once in a while because quite frankly, I just get, there's just some work that I don't want to do. And so I just make the crew do it. Like right now, and this could be a struggle for them today. Right now, I am out of Turbo Force. Now, so if anybody goes and finds me a packet of Turbo Force and delivers me a packet of Turbo Force, you can have all the money in my wallet. Okay. Now there's a big joke here because you never know. Schroyer could have a lot of dough in his wallet. He could have none. It's a risk you're willing to take though. All the money in my wallet. You can even have a little sneak peek on the dot cam probably to see if it looks like it's full or not. If you bring me a packet of Turbo Force, because after this broadcast, I'm going to go lift weights. And so I want the Turbo Force so I can lift weights for 3 hours after I host a show for 3 hours. That's what the, look at that, it blends in. You can't even see. That's what the Turbo Force does to me. And I've already got the VasoBead Complete and the Brain Force Plus right here. So my pre-show trifecta, look at that. Look at that angle right there. They're analyzing this to see whether or not it's flush with cash. All the money in there. You can have it if you find me a packet of Turbo Force. The good news is I've ordered a bunch of Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus for the crew now. For the crew. So when that gets in, everybody gets Turbo Force. And it's Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. The crew is wondering. Look at this. Look at this, Scotty boy. Oh, big money. All right, get the hell out of here.
We made it, boys. We made it.
Now, I'm gonna make a nice concoction of Turbo Force when we go to the break. Okay, so. Yes, enjoy that, Scott. Enjoy that, bud. So, President Trump was live this morning. Wow, look at that, a noble man sharing the wealth. President Trump was live this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and he commented on the flop that was the DNC. Here is President Trump this morning.
Did you see the man that got up? And saying a very, very special phrase from a very, very special thing. And he left the word God out. And I was watching and I said, oh, he must have made a mistake. I didn't think that he left it out. I thought maybe he, you know, that can happen. Maybe he made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake. That's where they're coming from.
Right.
He left the word God out. And that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, and we played that clip yesterday. It's the same thing. Like, you can't even believe it. It's like, you can't even believe it. Really? They intentionally wouldn't say God during the Pledge of Allegiance? Really? They don't want God in the Pledge of Allegiance? They want to just remove it? It's like, yeah, they've been fighting for that for a while, actually. Now they're just doing it. Really says a lot about these people. Also, from the DNC, you had more Trump supporters out there rallying for Trump or as an anti-Biden rally. Then you had actual Democrat voters or Biden voters. You had nothing as far as that was concerned. But you did have a group of Trump supporters marching against Biden. Here is a clip of that, clip 16, guys. Roll it.
March! Back the blue! 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 Back the blue!
So there you go. Looked like there's about 100 Trump supporters out there wearing their hats, wearing their shirts, waving their flags, doing anti-Biden things, pro-police chants. And so, again, you didn't, I don't even know if you could find that for pro-Biden or pro-Kamala or whoever they had speaking. There's literally no energy right now. And you got to understand, part of this thing for the Democrats with going along with the fake pandemic, you know the obvious reasons, but think about it. It keeps Biden in the basement and they can't have their events overwhelmed. Like, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. Biden starts having events. It doesn't even have to be this audience like it was in 2016. Yeah, this audience and InfoWars, we spurred that whole thing. And then we had dozens of people go out, you know, Bill Clinton is a rapist, calling out Joe Biden. I mean, you've seen it all. We have him as guests on the shows. We play the clips. But it wouldn't even have to be InfoWars now. Naturally, Trump supporters will start doing this. Naturally, leftists that don't like Biden, that believe Tara Reid, will be going out and harassing them. So they just avoid all that. They also avoid the embarrassment of having a Biden rally that doesn't get many people to show up with no energy for Biden. Where, I mean, if Biden did, what would you say is the average number of rallies in the final 3 months leading up to an election? 20? 30? I mean, I don't know. Well, let's say Biden does 20. You think he goes 20 for 20? He's going to at least swing and miss once, if not even make it once. So they don't have to have that risk factor. They don't have to have the negative optics of Trump with tens of thousands of people lined up for his rallies for days, lines up the street, downtown, uptown, through town, midtown. And Biden comes to town and it's a ghost town. So they get to avoid that. How perfect for old Joe. And look, most Americans that are just watching this last night, again, they're probably just neutral. It's just on TV. They're at home. They saw the Joe Biden that you see. They didn't have the glasses of, oh my gosh, this is the only thing to save us from Trump and Trump is so bad. They saw a slow, withering, weak, sadly, weak old man that is clearly unfit for the role of presidency. And so what are the Dems going to do to try to prop up Biden or do the Indiana Jones switch and just put Kamala Harris on top of the booby trap? Wait. It's like, here's Biden, and here comes the Democrats. Like, oh, we can't set off the trap, but we got Kamala in. Did the trap go off? Is Kamala's VP? If she's good? Okay, she's be the president now? All right. Whew. Nobody caught us. All right.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
It's Open Line Friday on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The number to call in today, 877-789-2539. 74 days or 75 days till the election? 74 days till the election, and I've been teasing that big things are on the horizon here at InfoWars, so we may have more on that coming up next week, so be sure to never miss an episode of the InfoWars War Room. The crew is taking your calls now. It's Open Line Friday, so anything is fair game today. While they are putting those together, let me finish up some of these clips. Let's go back to the DNC last night, and once again, more anti-Biden, pro-Trump energy, paraphernalia, memorabilia outside of the DNC than you will find for Biden or Harris or any of the Democrats. So here in clip 13, check out these video board rental trucks that were going around, I guess it was Delaware, wherever this was in Delaware, while the DNC was happening. Take a look at this. Antifa for Biden. Big, big, fat video board truck. And there's Biden, biggest idiot Democrat ever nomination. Creepy Joe Biden with him sniffing and the children and kissing the children and, you know, all that weird stuff, biting his wife. Riots and looters for Biden on a big, fat video truck. I mean, there's like dozens of these things. And so this person just filmed it. If you can't complete a sentence, you shouldn't be president. Who do you think that's about? Joe Biden, just plain creepy. He sniffs a little girl. 2020 Sniffy Joe. Creepy Joe sniffs women, and it shows the pictures of him. You know, I was thinking about this months ago. It's just one of those things where, yeah, keep the B-roll rolling. It's just one of those things where, you know, you think about it late at night or whatever, and I just never say it on air. You know, we should actually go back, because I know we've already done this. We just inundate ourselves with so much of our own content. And I know we've already done this. I know Darren McBreen is probably listening right now. He'll be like, I already did like five of those. I put out a Joe Mensha ad talking about how creepy Uncle Joe is clearly mentally unstable, you know, unfit to be president. But remember, we've put out videos, it's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, like quick cut videos of Biden sniffing women, sniffing girls, groping infants. I mean, literally sniffing infants, like asking young children for their phone numbers. Literally, this is, I mean, and they run this guy for president. Trump's campaign team should just literally just adopt one of our videos that Darren McBreen's put together where it's just creepy Joe for 2 minutes. I mean, and in fact, we should do that. Like, in fact, here's what we're going to do. Find me that video, guys. Because it's like that old saying, F it, we'll do it live. I want to find that video and I want to do commentary over it. And then we can put dramatic music behind it. And it's like, boom, there's your Joe Biden ad. Yeah, we can talk about Joe Biden in China. We can talk about Joe Biden in Ukraine. We can talk about Hunter Biden in Ukraine. We can talk about Obama and Biden. And we can talk about Biden's mental faculties. And we can go down all those roads. The average American will remain lukewarm. But you show them Joe Biden, which many Americans would see as Joe Biden molesting women and children. I don't even need to say anything. Like, that's the point. You just put it up with the dramatic music. And then what do you say? How do you respond to that? How does the Biden campaign respond to that? Because they can't address it. They can't say, you've seen the ad of Biden groping and sniffing women. Trump campaign puts out ad of Biden inappropriately touching young women. What do you do? How do you fight that? And so this is just all the times he's just gotten a little too close inside the COVID bubble, if you will. And it's all the images. And then, I mean, just in this campaign alone, he sniffed a baby. He bit his wife's finger. He asked for a 12-year-old's phone number, told her to come backstage. I mean, that's just in this year. He says something to this little girl and she's like, what? I mean, look at that. Look at that. Remember when Jeff Sessions had his granddaughter at the White House and Biden leaned in for a little juicy and he swatted his hand away? Remember that one? Mm-hmm. So they know. They know about old Sniffy Joe. They know about old Pedo Joe. So I don't know why you wouldn't do that if you're the Trump campaign team. That's as devastating as you get. You can't even respond to that. Responding to it puts it in the limelight, which, again, it just on its face can't be spun. So, but you know what? Here's another look from what happened at the old, yeah, here's where he leans in for a little juicy on Sessions' granddaughter. He slaps the hand away and gets her the hell out of the room. It's like, here's the congressional hall, sweetheart. Here comes Joe Biden for a juicy, oh, sweetheart, there's a demon here. We've got to go. And you whisk her away. So, here, though, this is, gosh, this is so ridiculous. All right, I have to set the scene for you for a second. So, there's somewhat of a media gaggle inside the building that the DNC was held in, taking pictures, you know, hoping they can get a soundbite or something. I'm sure they were just there for the experience otherwise. And they come to find out that, okay, you're in here hoping to get a soundbite or a picture. Well, as soon as Joe is done talking, because this is all made for TV, a digital event now. And as soon as Joe is done talking, they're going to start lighting off the fireworks outside. Okay, so just bear with me here. Just imagine this in your head. The gaggle of news reporters sitting there in this, you know, room or whatever, social distancing. Biden's about to finish up his speech. They come over the PA or whatever, and they say, if you'd like to see fireworks, make sure you get outside as soon as possible because they will be lit off immediately when Joe is done speaking. And then this is what it looked like inside the DNC. Run, Karen, run! A literal army of Karens. What would you call it? I guess it is an army. It's not a murder of Karens. It's not a party of Karens. It's not a clan or a gaggle. Is it a gaggle of Karens? Could be a gaggle of Karens. It's a gaggle of Karens, and they go rushing outside. Oh my gosh! The fireworks! I'm sorry. It's just the whole thing was such Loserville. Oh. And, but hey. Maybe they got to see a firework, guys. The real fireworks were inside, though, right? With Joe Biden and all that excitement in there. Not. All right. When we come back, Open Line Friday begins. 877-789-2539. Your calls on anything is fair game today. If you want to talk about the DNC or anything else, there's other news as well. We'll be right back.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented
ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, it's open line Friday. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. I've got a couple other news stories coming up. Deanna Lorraine in studio with me in the third hour, including what the left wants to do to your children. You saw a little bit of that yesterday with the new Netflix show, Cuties, which is just, content for pedophiles. I mean, I don't know who watches 9-year-old girls twerking and dancing like strippers. It's disgusting to even talk like this, quite frankly. But it's also in your schools, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's coming up as well. Remember, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have specials going right now. And emergency food, storable food supplies in stock, shipped upon order. We can actually guarantee that right now with the demand not as high as it has been. Shipped upon order, your emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's go to the phones and start with Dan leading us off today from South Dakota. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to pitch an idea that might be beneficial in the future, and that is possibly a form-type post website that members from each state can join and use to rally up against basically all this craziness that's going on right now. Because the reason I bring this up is because a lot of the time, I'm assuming that a lot of other listeners face the same issue here, is they listen to the shows, but then they ask themselves afterwards, okay, but what do we do about it? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've literally done that and it got sabotaged. And look, It's a great idea. You're 100% right. It's a great idea. The problem is if we do it, it gets sabotaged. So I'd love to build something like that again, but I know the same parties that sabotaged it the first time are just going to sabotage it again. But yeah, the idea is it's somewhere where you can connect with local like-minded individuals, organize, activate, you know, meet up, whatever. And we had that. It was called InfoWars. Well, it was called InfoComs. And like I said, it was sabotage. They started putting porn up there and crap. So we just had to shut it down. So, hey, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, anybody can do that. It's just, I understand that we have the platform. So we try to do it, but it gets sabotaged. But it is a good idea. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, I just wanted to share some quick wisdom, too, for those that do have those questions after listening to a broadcast. As Owen mentioned, I am from South Dakota, and that is essentially in these times the golden land where we are still free. And I just wanted to spread some wisdom that if you are the listener that doesn't do anything, expect your world to collapse pretty quickly, because I can tell you right now, as I'm on the phone with you, Owen, I can look out my window and see kids playing in the backyard, neighbors barbecuing, no one's wearing masks. Not a lot of businesses out here enforce them. And to tell you the truth, a lot of people out here do not like it. So if you want that freedom, if you want that world, if you want that mindset, I highly suggest getting off your ass and getting engaged.
Or you're going to end up moving to somewhere like South Dakota because your area has become such a slave state. Dan, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, it's so sad, too. I have family that works as school administrators, and I'm talking to them, and they're like, yeah, this is all the stuff we have to do for the kids to come back. The kids have to wear masks. Everyone of the teachers and everybody has to wear masks at the social distancing. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. This is just, you know, the edicts from the health officials and everything. And I'm just like, this is psychological torture. This is child abuse. And it's like, they know that. Think about that. You're engaged in this. You're witnessing it. You're seeing it. You're a part of it. But you accept it. You implement it. You go along to get along. And you see, there's the whole slippery slope cliche or whatever analogy, but that is spiritually very real. That is existentially very real. So while you're sitting there and you're seeing WAP come out as softcore porn videos pushed to your children, pushed on all mainstream media, when you see Netflix releasing softcore porn for pedophiles with kids dancing like strippers, 9-year-olds, and that's promoted and pushed onto Netflix to your kids, and you see that, and then you go out or to school or wherever, and you put a mask on your kid, or you make your kid sit in a classroom living in fear, see, you're watching child rape and torture. And you know it. See, you go along to get along, and then the bar gets lowered, the boundary gets pushed further, and next thing you know, they have pornography on mainstream television, even involving children, and you don't even know what to do about it because you know you let this happen, you were a part of it. And so you just can't get out now. It's like a spider's web. We're in the spider's web right now. And there's all these different things that the spider's web has to make us stick or become attracted to it, like fear, deception. But see, when you go along with it to get along and you know it with your conscience, in your heart, in your soul, but you're still witnessing it, you're still becoming a part of it, you're now desensitized, you're now a part of it, and now that's become the normal, and then they can push the boundary, lower the bar, whatever they want to do. And, you know, I guarantee you there's people out there, parents, teachers, principals, whatever, that see this happening to their kids in the school and everywhere else, and they probably cry at night because they know that this is child torture. They know that this is psychological abuse, and they know that by not fighting it, they're a part of it, but they also know that if they fight it, they have no out. And then that's that moment of realization that, wow, am I a slave? And even though you're not, because you can still choose to be free, it's the system of control. It's the spider's web that you're in and you can't get out of. Whether it's debt, whatever it is, whether it's fear of a virus, whether it's your hatred of Trump, whatever it is, they got you caught in the web. Now you can't get out. And it doesn't matter that you know you're deceiving everyone around you and yourself. You go along to get along. All right. Let me take another phone call here. Let's go to Alex in Pennsylvania. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's up? I've called in a few times before. Thanks for taking my call. I really love the new show format, the War Room is Raw format. It's definitely fitting for this time and era. And I got a solution to what you were just talking about. I started a BitChute channel a couple months ago. I got tired of YouTube censoring. I got tired of Twitter. And just the people on it, too. You don't get an engaged audience. You get these creepy people, like you said, that want to fight. They want to drain your energy. So what I did was I started my own BitChute, basically just trashing political correctness, which I think is the key to breaking a lot of this, and just calling out all the most ridiculous things and just, you know, just basically making videos about all the crazy comings and goings. And it's been really successful, you know?
Well, I mean,
I remember seeing you go to the Congress and, you know, I had a YouTube and I had a Twitter and I thought to myself, why am I arguing with these people? I'll go to BitChute, like where David Icke's on and, you know, you guys are on there too. It's just, we got to jump, make the jump. We got to go to Proton Mail. We got to go to Gab instead of Facebook. We got to go to BitChute.
Here's the key though about what you're saying. You're talking about your channel being successful and stuff. Like, folks, you got to understand, some people, they don't want to hear it from me. They don't want to hear it from Alex Jones. They don't want to hear it from whoever, but they may hear it from you. They may hear it from you as a nephew or a brother or a cousin or something or a friend. So, I mean, the more informed you are and the better you can lay this stuff out in a loving way, you know, who knows? Maybe you can get somebody from falling into the trap of being a leftist.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots. And you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line.
You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Another miserable failure, a sign of the Democrat Party. It's tradition. It's kind of just part of the honor of the system to invite any candidate who received a delegate, who got enough votes to get a delegate during the primaries and the caucuses and everything, to invite them to speak at your national convention that year. Well, the Democrats broke that pact this year and did not invite Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, I wonder why that is. Boy, that's a head scratcher. Sure, it has nothing to do with the fact that she called out Kamala Harris for her blatant fraud. I'm sure it has nothing to do with that. Let's go to Christian, who is in Delaware, wants to talk about the DNC. Christian, go ahead.
This is how pathetic the DNC was. I live in Delaware. I didn't even know that it was going on until later on in the day. That's how much hype was on. Zero. And I would have gone because, you know, I saw on Instagram and all this, all these Trump supporters, and, you know, there's big name people like Flecka, Spenny Johnson, you know, I'd love to go and meet them. I'm surprised Savannah, you know, wasn't there, something like that. But it wasn't a big deal at all. And we all can tell how fake it was. It was all scripted. It was all Hollywood. It's not attractive. People aren't attracted to that stuff anymore. And, you know, I could go on with a bunch of points, but I do want to talk about a few things, too. We have to change our narrative. I think all this fighting with each other, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, or left or right. As long as you're fighting each other, I think the enemy wins. So what we can do is say, okay, you know, I agree, Black Lives Matter, which is why you should vote Republican. Democrats are, you know, the party of Jim Crow and KKK. Yes, I am pro-choice, and this has been my thing for a while now. I am pro-choice, which is why the baby should choose whether or not they want to live. It shouldn't be your choice. It's pro-choice, not your choice. And I think that's where we dropped the ball. I think Trump has dropped the ball by letting these frauds and, you know, criminals go on. Why isn't Obama in jail? Why isn't Hillary in jail? It just doesn't make sense. And, you know, I think that he can do much better on that aspect instead of because people already know who they are. He doesn't have to, you know, have them expose themselves anymore. It's the reason we elected him in 2016 because we know what the opposition was. But we do have a very good chance now. We don't even have to be pro-Trump. We just have to expose Joe Biden for who he really is.
Well, and that's why I say, and look, the anti-Biden ads have all been strong, but just put out a minute ad. Spend $20 million and put that minute ad everywhere of Joe Biden groping and sniffing and hitting on young girls. I mean, it's just, duh. Like, why would you not use that? And, you know, as far as changing the narrative is concerned, you know, I try to do that every day. I think for whatever reason, it's just, it's because Republicans and conservatives are just, they're not hive minds. You can't get all conservatives and Republicans and people to just have a talking point. It's just, it's not what we do. Like, we don't ever have a script here. The most influential names in the Trump movement or in, you know, conservative talk radio or whatever, they never use scripts either. I mean, so it's just not something really conservatives do. I mean, I'll sit here and do narrative wars all day long. It's never going to get picked up as far as a national level is concerned. But, you know, the DNC was all week long. Are you saying it was so low energy in Delaware you didn't even know it was going on till it was almost over?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the first couple of days, no one really talked about it or anything like that. There weren't even.
And you'd think that'd be a big deal. I mean, no offense to Delaware, but, you know, not too many big shows roll through town.
People weren't walking around the streets saying, oh, did you go to the DNC, you know, yesterday? Are you going to go today? You know, Joe Biden's in town. He's going to be speaking. There was none of that.
Now, what if Trump came to town? How do you think it would be?
I understand what's going on, and I'm in the know, but it was so little that even I wasn't aware that there would be...
But wait a second, hold on. If Trump came to Delaware, what...
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Second hour now of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have specials going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. And the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are as high quality as they get. Go check out all the thousands of reviews and ratings for yourself to find out just why we've been able to be so successful self-funding via the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we're going back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kim in Sweden. I'm sorry, Kim, I didn't even see that you were calling in from Sweden. International caller today. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially if I call from Sweden or... Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want to talk about the solution to everything of this. And it is every time you walk outside, you're just like passing people and they're not looking at you, you know? And all we're really doing is just walking by each other, being strangers to each other, and every day I'm just questioning myself and the life I live, and I think, like, how long are we going to be strangers to each other, you know? Like, when are we going to get to know each other?
This is a sign or symptom of the new digital age where you don't have any friends in the real world. You don't even interact in the real world anymore. Like, right now, we're just staring at our phones or, you know, kids won't go to a park or like a, you know, a basketball court or something and meet new people and make friends. They'll go on their, you know, Xbox or whatever, play a video game, make new friends there. But the aspect that you're touching on here, which is the key part, is how we're losing our humanity, you know? And if you say go to work or something and you take public transportation, okay, you're going to have to walk to the bus stop or whatever. You're probably going to run into someone. Did you even say hi? Did you even look them in the eye? Was it awkward? See someone on the bus, do you say hi to the driver? Do you just look down, staring at your phone? You're on the train, do you say hi to anybody? You're just staring at your phone. It's like, do you even have any human interaction at all as you're walking around through life? And now it's become so rare, it's almost taboo. So I completely agree. Yeah. And it's just a sign, a symptom of the digital age we're entering.
Well, it's not just, I don't think it's, I talk to people, like, I think about, like, later back in the time, let's say, like, the 1900s. Like, I think it was the same there. People were just sitting and reading the newspapers. I think it was the same kind of, like, just passing each other. And I don't think really we ever gotten to know each other real, you know. I think it's an easy blame just to blame like cell phones and stuff like that. But I like constantly seek looks, and I can encourage everybody to do it. And like if the people are looking back to you, you can say hi, and then you say hi back, and maybe next time you will meet again, you can talk some more maybe.
Well, I'm actually glad you said that, because I was going to say the solution is, and I try to do this, and I'm not the best at it. Quite frankly, I just don't get out too much anyway. But the solution is just, it'll make you feel better every day too, is to just say hello. You know, you pass by somebody, hello, and just, you know, hi, nice smile. Hey, you know, it's really easy. It's not really abrasive, offensive, or intrusive. Just simple hello. Maybe they give you a rude look. Maybe they ignore you. Maybe they grunt. Maybe they give you a smile and a wave. And then it's that nurturing of those endorphins being released of human interaction that will replace the endorphins that you desire from staring at your phone or getting a message or whatever it is. See, it's all conditioning, and we have the ability to condition ourselves. It's not a bad thing. You'd rather condition yourself than be conditioned by a corrupt environment or conditioned by a human that's trying to turn you into a slave. So, I mean, but would you agree when you walk by and you, because it is rare. Like you walk by and you see somebody and you say hello and they say hi back to you and wave. It's like, wow, that was nice.
It was very nice. And I would rather not do it again. But it is the invite that you get from a look before you say hi, though. Because just saying hi, this makes you meaning. And that maybe makes more harm than done. Also, more harm than good also. Can I just say one more thing? I just saw the Miller Weaver report, and I think it's like key. It's like critical that you keep in contact with and still be her friend, you know. Like, you shouldn't cut ties. She's obviously paranoid, you know, and if you just cut ties with her, the only two times you should cut ties with your friends, that's when they're trying to kill you or hurt you physically. You should, like, ignore them for a while. And when they trying to...
Well, look, let me just stop you right there, because I have not yet to comment on that situation, and I'm still not going to comment on that for reasons that I don't want to get into here on air. The crazy thing about this that I never talk about, I could do shows on this specific topic, and I mean, but it's literally just like high school, folks. Media in so many different ways is just like high school, and I'm just going to leave it at that, Kim, just because I don't do high school drama. I don't do rumor mill stuff. I don't do infighting. I never have. I've never been a part of any of that. I thank God I don't do that, because it keeps me friendly with everybody. So I'll just leave it at that. Now, Kim, I do have to ask you a question. You know, you're walking around the streets of Sweden. I'm sure there's a lot of smiling faces that you don't mind saying hi to, if you catch my drift.
There was actually one guy today when I don't know if he looked at me just because I had my anti-Illuminati shirt or...
I don't think you caught my drift, but let me just say there's no Lizzos or Lena Dunhams walking around the streets of Sweden.
I don't really know that word, though.
Oh, lucky you, okay? Lucky you, my friend. Anything else, Kim? Thank you for calling in today.
Peace, love, and understanding.
All right. Hey, Kim, thank you so much. God bless you. A caller from Sweden today. I'm not sure if we ever had a caller from Sweden. I know we have an audience in Sweden. I don't know if we've ever had a caller from Sweden. We get international callers pretty regularly here, but I think that's our first from Sweden. All right. Prince Joel Franks in Las Vegas. Go ahead.
He got tired of hanging on the phone. He put me on the phone. So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and speak for him. He's mad because the LGBT people are celebrating their sin. And as a child in school, he's being forced and force-fed this LGBT rainbow flag crap, and he don't like it. And he was going to call and give you a big complaint, but he got tired of holding on the phone. But what I was going to say...
Kids these days have no patience.
I'm sorry, but what
I mean, it's just funny. Like, I feel bad because I do leave people holding sometimes for an hour or more. It's just because we get so many calls. We have so many lines. But, you know, you tell that young man he needs to develop some patience, okay? Because he wasn't even holding that long.
Cer- certainly. Hey, listen, my thing would be we need to call on the original language of God and repent and then ask for him to send his angels down here and kick some butt, because one of them actually works for InfoWars right now. The original Adam that came down here also became an archangel when he went back up. So, you know, Michael, the archangel, he's been working with you guys, like right next to you. And you call him Superman. He's Mike Adams, whatever. We need to kick some butt because he's got the answers. He's got the passwords to heaven. Between him and Dr. Greer, they could explain the universe to us. And we just need to listen.
Well, here's what I will say, and thank you for the call, and send your son my blessings. It's always a pleasure to know he's tuned in, the younger audience, that is. You know, the one thing about life and God that I feel that most people who, I don't even know how to explain it, but the biggest evidence of God to me is just the things that I've gone through in life where it's like, there's no way that could work out that way, right? Or like, there's this whole thing that Michael Savage talks about, like, it's funny how this ties into something else we already talked about, but like how never seek vengeance on your enemies. Never seek vengeance on your enemies, because whatever vengeance you think you're going to have is never going to pan out the way you want it to. And the universe and God's universe already has vengeance in store. But it's just like, it's just, there's no way all of this works out without God.
Last Saturday, we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd, Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side, right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right, we're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck.
Yeah! Yeah!
Ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The free side of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendowise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root Supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
It's 4:20. For whatever reason, the crew is celebrating. And we're back live in the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Before I go back to your phone calls, I want to cover this story because when you understand this and the nuance of it and the danger of it, you understand the true threat of leftist liberalism, progressivism, which is ultimately targeting your children for their own desires. So, there's a story that's been going around and went viral this week. And so the fact checkers decided to check up on this story about Arizona Superintendent Kathy Hoffman. Now, you pull up a picture of old Kathy and you wonder if Kathy didn't used to be Ken. But the fact check is, does Arizona superintendent want kindergartners learning sexual positions? Of course, they say no. Plus, such decisions are left to local school boards. Now, think about this. See, this is the nuanced way that they cover up their agenda. So, again, the question, does Arizona superintendent want kindergartners learning sexual positions? No. Plus, such decisions are left to local school boards. Well, wait a second. Why are those? So now, but see how they're, what they're admitting is that decision is being made at some level. So whether you want it or not, well, I mean, you could debate it. It's like having an opinion. But are they introducing your kindergartners are that to that? Is that in the curriculum? Is that in the agenda? They confirm it right here. But see, oh, but does Kathy Hoffman want your children learning sexual positions? Well, she doesn't want that. It's just, it's a decision that your school board makes. And she's just the superintendent overseeing the whole thing. So they admit that that is in their curriculum that will be taught to your kindergarten kids, but that doesn't mean that she wants it. See? And you can go look and find out, because here's, and so here's the other nuanced thing. Oh, we're not teaching your kids how to masturbate. Oh, we're not teaching your kids how to have sex. We're teaching them about safety and science. And that's what they call it, science. And so I'm thinking about this. Now, I remember, I believe it was sixth grade, where basically, and I went to a Catholic grade school, they gave the options to the parents. Do you want your kids learning about human sexuality at sixth grade or not? And some of the parents opted out, some of the parents opted in, and then it became a portion of human biology or whatever we were studying. And that was all run by, you know, people that are, I guess, maybe it was run by the Catholic Church, whatever. Anyway, point is, most of it was just introductory, and then you go home and talk to your parents. But even that, you could say, okay, I want this or not. And so I'm thinking, well, what would be an age, though, if it's going to be in the school curriculum? because it is human biology, would you say you could introduce it to kids or teach kids about it? Doesn't mean you tell kids about missionary or doggy style or, you know, masturbation. It just, okay, you're studying human biology. A man and a woman have sex and they procreate. I think high school, probably fair. That's just human biology. You don't have to sexualize it. It just is what it is. And maybe, you know, they're freshmen, where they still laugh at a picture of a penis or whatever. Okay, haha. But see, it's worse. Because they just say, oh, we're teaching this to kindergartners, but we're teaching them science and facts about human sexuality. Of course, which is 100 different genders. And this is how you stimulate yourself in a healthy way. And this is the right position in the wrong thing. So they're teaching all this stuff, but they don't, quote unquote, want it. And they're not teaching them sexual positions. It's safety education. And this is all in the documents. But you go on and you look into this Kathy Hoffman that may have been Ken at some point, and you find out more about her. She swore herself in on a Dr. Seuss children's book instead of the Bible. And of course, as the superintendent of public instruction, she is advocating to all the schools in Arizona not to have in-person learning. And so, you see, these people are all birds of a feather, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, give me a break. Kathy Hoffman. I mean, look, I don't like always having to be in this position, but give me a break, dude. 6'3", Adam's apple, like a watermelon. I mean, come on. Let's see. look at the guy's face. It's like, yes, who are you?
I'm Kathy Hoffman.
Oh, okay. Right. Ms. Hoffman?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we're going to swear you in now. Will you put your hand on this Bible?
No, but here's a Dr. Seuss book. I'll promise to that.
Okay, Ms. Hoffman? Right? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, we're going to teach your kids about how to learn about sex safety and masturbation and the sexual positions. I don't want to do that. It's just in the curriculum.
Okay, Ms. Hoffman.
And you can't go back to school either.
Okay, Ms. Hoffman. I mean, come on, man. Oh, it's such a joke. But hey, look, I'm laughing because it's just such a joke. But they're the ones that push for the WAP to be all over the internet. They're the ones that put cuties on Netflix, which is just pedophile entertainment porn, sexualizing children. They're the ones that are telling your kids how to masturbate and all the different sex positions. Remember, this will be a tough find. In fact, if we do find, you guys should find this, and we should put it on band.video because this is one of the most censored videos out there. Oh, and by the way, when I was researching into this, oh my, let me tell you, the censorship on Kathy Hoffman is enough alone to raise an eyebrow. I had to do so much digging just to get these three stories to confirm what the viral story was or not confirm it and choose not to report on it. I mean, if we had a fair and open internet, open source, where you could actually search and it was all effective, not like Google, I could have done this in 5 minutes. It took me 30 minutes of scouring through the internet, scouring multi search engines. Like this video, oh, I didn't even find this. I'm telling you, and there's so much out there about this woman, Google's just wiped it all off the internet. Look, you don't want to be rude, but I mean, come on, folks. Sometimes you just have to call a spade and not worry about political correctness. You know what I'm saying? See? But guys, I'm sorry, I forgot to get my point. Find the video of the Clintons. During the Bill Clinton presidency, it was the health, some health department official, like top of the health or NA. And she literally said, we're going to teach your kids how to masturbate. We're going to go and show your kids how to masturbate. And she said that in front of Congress. I forget her name, man. I forget her name. If we can find this, we should just upload it to band.video. It's one of the most censored videos out there. They were trying to do this 30 years ago, folks. Now they've got us desensitized enough to do it.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, my stellar crew back there is searching for the Joshlyn Elders video. I'm telling you, this is one of the most censored videos out there because it's so revelatory as to what the Democrats want to do to your kids. And by the way, I saw this during the break from the Google leaks. Blacklisted phrases in the Google search include Las Vegas shooting. Is Stephen Paddock a Democrat?
Hmm.
Cancer cure? Cure cancer? Blacklisted phrase on Google, folks. Cancer cure. Tony Bourdain suicide? Mm-hmm. Alex got a little intel on that and accurately predicted it wasn't what they were telling you. GOP train crash assassination attempt? Yeah, remember that one? Forget about all the assassination attempts and all the murder attempts that the Democrats have tried on Republicans. And we just sit here and take it, you know. It's like, oh, it's peaceful protest. They shoot Steve Scalise. Oh, it's peaceful protest. They show up at Tucker Carlson's house, bash the door in. Oh, it's peaceful protest. They try to derail a train that they know Republicans are on. Oh, it's peaceful protest. They try to murder me and security inside the InfoWars truck. It's peaceful protest. 100+ straight days of riots in Portland, Chicago. It's peaceful protest. Homicides up 200% New York City. It's peaceful protest. Hundreds of millions of dollars of structure damage during the Black Lives Matter riots. It's peaceful protests. But don't worry. They will find that video. I have faith in them, even if it takes them an hour. But that is the most censored video probably on the internet. But, you know, hey, I'm worse than, like, I mean, InfoWars content is apparently the worst content on the internet. Did you know that? Think about it. What would be considered, just as a general question, what would be considered the worst content on the internet? Most people would probably say hardcore porn, I would guess. You're not thinking about murder videos or stuff on the dark web, but you know, let's talk about the internet that everyone has access to. What is probably the worst content you can find? I'd say most people would probably say porn. If you're doing Family Feud, they'd say porn. I'm more banned than porn. How does that feel, crew? You are literally more banned, more unsuitable for youths and adults than porn. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You're rotten, stinking InfoWars, and your content is just, it's worse than porn on the internet. Because believe me, I mean, don't go looking for something you don't want, but hey, you want to find some porn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, it's all there. You want to find InfoWars? Canceled. Anyway, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert calling in from Kansas today. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Almost forgot what I was going to talk about. So first of all, Owen, I want to say what you did up in D.C., was legendary. Congratulations, buddy. I really appreciate it, man. I know you paid a price, but that was awesome. The mask situation, I watched that video you had up front with Savannah, I can't say her name, Savannah. Very pretty young lady. What this is, though, and in my opinion, right, my humble opinion, this sign of submission to evil is what this mask is, and that can take many forms, right? It could take, you know, whatever you can imagine, but that's really what it is. It's a sign of submission, and
it works. It works like kind of like an analogy would be like it works like alcohol. Like if I know I can take advantage of someone by getting a few drinks in them, then okay, I get a few drinks in them, and I can get them to agree to a bad deal or whatever. It's like the same thing. Hey, if I can get them to be in fear and put on this mask, well, I can chemically rape them with a vaccine next.
I think, Owen, that this is a female nature is what this is. It's the nature to submit. And I wanted to ask you a question. Do you see why women shouldn't vote? Do you see why that you can scare a woman so much? You can scare her so badly. She'll hand over her own kids. When evil presents them conflict, Owen, they bow. They bow every time. It's in the Bible. It's their nature to be weak.
Well, so you've set me up. You've set me up here, Robert. But you know what? I think I could say is, I think the safer option at this point is to just not ban women from voting, but maybe just ban Democrats from voting.
But that it is in their nature. It's not that women are the most beautiful thing God's created. It's not that women are bad. It's just that if you let them make decisions, whether it's a family, community, state, nation, if you let them make the decisions, it's not the highest form of logic. It's not the highest form of truth that as mankind we can reach as we could with the male side of creation. Right.
I get what you're saying. And this is, it used to be taught in psychology. I don't know if it still is. I know it's in the Bible. I'm not going to get into, a debate about whether women should vote or gender roles anymore. I think we know where all that's gone. But I will say that the problem is not with women voting. The problem is that these people, because you can sit here and say, oh, women have a weak mind or whatever, but it's not women that have a weak mind that the problem we're facing in the current day is that's not the issue. The issue is all these humans are weak-minded. I mean, Savannah's a woman. She never wears a mask. So it's just more weak-minded people that are brainwashed stooges of the mainstream media, brainwashed stooges of Hollywood. They're the weak-minded people that are the problem. I mean, you can hold whatever opinion you want about women or talk about women's psychology versus male psychology. American women aren't our problem. It's the American left that is our problem. Robert, thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian in California. Brian in California, go ahead.
Hi, do you copy, Owen?
Copy.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to let you know it's another Amazon censorship here. I believe it's for one of the plots that they're going to manufacture in the later part of the year. It's from a movie called Bushwick. It's a 2017 production with Dave Bautista and Brittany Snow. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's basically gun-free zones or cities, New York City, it takes place in, being taken over by militia and, militia forces. They descend and they're told, I guess, not to use their weapons, because it's a gun-free zone, but the citizens have weapons like they should, and they fight back, and it's a huge bloodbath. But,
looks kind of cool. I kind of like Dave Bautista as a entertainer. I don't know about, I'm not sure if I know who Brittany Snow is. But, here's the thing about what you're talking about. The globalists are in what they call in basketball a five-point stance, meaning they can do... In the stance that we're currently in with the COVID lockdowns and everything, they can either pass the ball or dribble the ball or alley-oop it or shoot it or whatever. So they can basically do anything right now. Yeah, they could start civil war on the street. They could collapse the economy. Yeah, they could really keep things shut down. Yeah, they could force a vaccine. So they're in this, they can fake an election. They're in this position where they can do whatever they want right now. And so, you could very easily see the streets descend into complete chaos, even worse than what we've seen in Portland and New York and Chicago, where it's actually just literal violent conflict every day. And there's just no way out of it because people don't even know what they're fighting for or what they're fighting against. And the thing that's oppressing them, they can't even identify or touch or have any semblance of a connection with it because they don't understand it. They're caught in the spider's web and they're just shaking around for freedom. So, I hope it doesn't get to that, but there's an odds it will.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendowise and Vasobeads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
So, LeBron James put the ball down and said, "We don't bend, fold, or break for nobody." I believe the proper grammar would be anybody, but LeBron didn't go to college. Although, don't you learn that in grade school? Irrelevant. Actually, I'm sorry. LeBron James is famously known for only reading the first page of a book. Look, it's a joke, but like that's actually real. You can probably even find stuff about that. I'm not even kidding you. LeBron James always likes to get himself pictured with books. That's like his thing. He's every picture of him with a book ever, always a different book. He's always on the first page. So anyway, he don't bend, fold, or break for nobody. Said LeBron James that he supports Goodyear. And he says he remains aware of what Goodyear means to our city. And he says, "We don't bend and we don't break for nobody, so we're not worried about that." Of course, the irony here is that LeBron's literally bends, folds, and breaks for China. Completely 110%. LeBron James bends and folds and breaks for Black Lives Matter. LeBron James bends and folds and breaks for the Democrat Party. So that's complete BS. We don't bend, fold, or break to nobody. LeBron, you sold out years ago. What the hell are you talking about? But the funnier thing is, Goodyear caves to President Trump, reverses ban on Blue Lives Matter at workplace.
Ooh.
Ouch. Ouch. Well, hey, it turns Goodyear is just like you, LeBron. They bend. They break. They fold. The only difference is Goodyear bend and breaks and folds for America and patriotism and fairness and freedom of speech. You bend and fold and break to Chinese communists and Democrat terrorists. So, you know, it's, you know, look, it's sad to me as a sports fan. It's sad to me as a sports fan that I can't watch sports anymore, that like there's only 1% of the professional sports world that will even stand up for truth or America. It's probably like a 50-50 split overall of those that would even care to if they had the bravery to do so. But when it comes to public consumption of professional sports, it's been totally taken over by leftists, totally taken over by progressivism, and can't even watch it anymore. I can't even watch it anymore. But what's happening right now with sports, you need to understand, is just the reintroduction of the caste system from India that Oprah lied to you about in her newest book of the month or whatever. No, see, the average American out there, and you know, I myself and the crew here, I don't even thank God enough. I don't thank the audience enough. Like, I'm so blessed to be in this position where unless I go, like, I nobody here wears a mask, folks. Okay. Nobody here cares about a fake virus. Like, and so it's weird to talk to other people who are like, yeah, I got to wear the mask. Yeah, I got to contact trace. Yeah, we got to social distance. Yeah. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, wow, I'm so far removed from that world. But that's the reality. So it's like, as bad as it is, I'm so lucky I don't have to live in that world. I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine. But the point is, you have to live in that world. You have to do all this crap. You're lucky if you can go back to work or whatever. But the NBA stars, they get to go play. They get to make their millions. And you can't even go watch the game. But they don't even care. They won't even fight for your right to go to a ball game. Because China and the left now run our professional sports leagues. They got them all. And so you don't have the once great American athletes that proudly stand loud and proud for America. You don't have the brave athletes that put country over play, that put God over sport. They're few and far between. And when it comes to the leaders of these leagues, it's almost at a nothing, at a zero. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines and go to Jason in New Mexico. Jason, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Real briefly, I wanted to tell everybody, direct them to a search engine and type in Antifa.com, and you'll be surprised where it takes you. Outside of that, you was talking about that teacher or the superintendent in Arizona regarding what they're trying to teach the kids. Well, here's another research project. Search LOL surprise dolls, and it's basically the sickest thing I ever seen, where they have these dolls for kids that the outfits change color once you put it into the water. But once you put the bare naked doll in, it like pops up with stripper uniforms and crazy stuff. So it's kind of like that psyop with the Cardi B and all this stuff. So
hold on though, really Jason, let me stop you right there. Now, how often do you listen to this broadcast?
Every day.
That's amazing. Well, I was going to say, because we've actually covered most of the stuff that you're talking about here, Antifa.com, going to the Biden website. But I guess the video you're talking about, I guess it's a different video than what we covered, because the crew just informed me they have this clip. But did you also see, I think it was like a troll doll or something that had the button on the private parts of the genitalia of the doll that you push and it makes a sexual sound. Did you see that one?
did see the show where you was talking about the troll doll, like right on the middle.
Yeah, I think that was a troll. So this is a different one. Okay, the crew, I guess, has the video. Jason, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm getting a lot of voices. Hey, Jason, hold right there. Okay, so what video do we have now, guys? Okay, I thought you were talking about this video. Okay, sorry, I'm confused. I'm getting mixed signals here. I'm sure we can find... Jason, okay, back to Jason now. Sorry, I'm talking to the crew in my ear if people's confused out there. Jason, so you're not talking about the troll doll with the orgasm button on the bottom. You're saying there's something different?
Something totally different. It's called the LOL, like laugh out loud, surprise doll. And when you dip it in, you know, the uniforms, the outfits, you know, they change colors. But when you put the bare bottom or the bare naked doll in, it, you know, it's no longer a naked body, you know, because obviously it's a changed uniform type of doll. But the doll comes up with, like, tattoos, freaking devil wings with the horn. I mean, you know, the pointed tail, stripper clothes like Cardi B. Like Cardi B baby dolls, dude.
Yeah, there it is. The headline, surprise doll outrage has child commissioner families calling for removal from shelves. Yeah. And, boy, that's kind of sick. You know what? I don't even want to say what that's really sick now that I look at it. Wow. who does this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who does this crap, Jason? Who thinks this is good? Who wants to sexualize kids like this?
Evil. I mean, literally, they want to take away our natural connection to God. And if anybody had any more questions, if God is real or the devil is real,
oh my
Bible
gosh.
Real or not, that's evil energy, dude. Like, it's no longer a question what we're fighting. We're fighting evil because that's evil. Who would do that exactly?
Yeah, we found, so there's a bunch of these videos. So Jason, we found this, there's, and this is sick to watch, but folks, it's literally baby doll toys. And you dip them in water and they are dressed like strippers or like whores. It's like if you ordered like I'm sorry to be graphic here. This is what we have to cover. It's like if you said, hey, I want a leather mommy to come over and, you know, whip me or something. And it's like, that's the doll for kids. And then I'm going to stop right there, folks. These things are clearly sexual in their intention. It's like, who comes up with this crap? Jason, thank you so much for the call. Wow. I mean, folks, what in the hell? Like, when are people going to stop and just say, what in the hell is going on here? Drag queen story time for kids with convicted pedophiles rubbing their genitals and their hands on your children? Troll dolls that have an orgasm button on the genitals? Surprise baby dolls that have their kids, little babies dressed like strippers? A Netflix show called Cuties that literally is teaching your 9-year-old how to behave like a stripper, promoting strippers. Cardi B promoted to your children in a softcore porno. I mean, this is... wow. I mean, what do you do? Like, it's like there needs to be some sort of ethics investigation or like ethics committee into like children's programming. Like, hey, you made this kids doll with an orgasm button. We're going to go ahead and investigate you for an ethics violation. Is this pedophilia that you're producing here? What is this?
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, it's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
What do you think? Did you see Deanna Lorraine in studio? Did you see old what's her name? Kathy Hoffman? Did you see her?
No.
You didn't? Guys, let's go ahead and pull up Kathy Hoffman again. I don't know. I see Kathy Hoffman, and I think she may have been Ken Hoffman in a prior life. We'll pull her up here. But this is the superintendent.
Oh, whoa.
She's swearing on the Dr. Seuss book there.
Wow.
Being sworn in as superintendent.
Of what?
Arizona public instruction. So public schools, basically. She doesn't want public schools to open. She wants kindergartners to learn about sex.
My princess boy. Those are the reading materials. No, this is a whole... Wow. I mean, I want to be kind here, but...
Right. Like, you don't want to be rude,
like,
but I mean...
in case it isn't a man, you know.
I mean, but, come on. You get a full body shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
There's an Adam's apple. There's multiple...
The big arms and legs.
Yeah. This is a whole operation situation going on behind this, you know, Ken...
I mean, you know what, though? For entertainment value, I'd go for a big Mike Obama and a Kathy Hoffman, you know, Jell-O wrestling match.
Well, first of all, I would definitely see that. And secondly, is there any kind of a close-up to her lower half of the body? Not to be gross.
I think they avoid those shots for obvious reasons.
Well, I mean, I know this is a children's show and everything, but sometimes it's good to see the whole shebang, you know? It's good to see everything. But, you know, like Michael Obama, like sometimes I wonder if they're just pulling a big prank on all of us, you know, like what are they doing? You know, is it kind of a big troll for all of us because they know that we think like that?
I've heard it's a rather large troll.
I think it's definitely an anaconda looking troll. But either way.
You think that's funny, Sean? You think that's funny? Are you my cameraman thinks that's funny.
He does think that's funny.
That's racist.
I think that they pull one over on us because if they can pull this over, if they can get these superintendents and they can get these people in high positions to pull a fast one on us and actually present themselves as the opposite gender of what they really are, then it's like, what else can they pull off with us? Right.
But see what they've done is they've made it now. So, okay, let's say, I mean, I don't know if Kathy Hoffman is transsexual or not.
Let's look in that direction.
I kind of hope yes, because then I feel rude like saying a woman is ugly.
Exactly.
I mean, whatever her politics are, I still don't want to do that. But here's the thing. It's like they make it so, and she's taller than any woman that she's ever been, pictured
with. What woman do you really know that's like 6'7"?
Seems like there may be a bit of a bulge.
Oh, damn.
But anyway, my point is they make it so whether Kathy is just a woman or man, whatever. The point is they make it so if it is a transsexual person and you even point that out, mm-hmm. you're bigoted, you're sexist, you can't even do that. And so, hey, look, but this is what they don't want. They don't want a parent to say, I don't want my kids to be educated or taught sex or whatever by a transsexual. Oh my gosh, that's bigoted.
Yeah, homophobic, transphobic. But the thing is, it's, wow, I just can't stop looking at that. It's totally normal to not want your child being taught by someone who's that confused that they have to literally pay thousands of dollars to change their entire body. That's not wrong to have your child not want to be.
But think about it. If you really want to say they're on the same playing field, okay, men, women, transsexual. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? If you go, I mean, you know whether the teacher's a man or a woman, right? So why can't you know if it's transsexual?
Well, exactly. And normally, you know, I grew up, you know, saying Mr. Cannonburger or Mr. Smith. You know, you should as a child know.
You don't make up a name like Cannonburger. That's obviously a former teacher of yours.
Yeah, it actually is. Now I kind of feel bad for calling him out. He's going to be called out on InfoWars. But, you know, you know, at least as a child, you should know like what your teacher's sex is, just like what your parents' sex is. But if you don't even know that as a child now, because that could change from Miss to Mrs. to Mix to Zer, you know, I mean, that's just like the start of this confusion as a 7-year-old child, right? Like, okay, on Tuesday, I call my teacher Zer. On Thursday, I call it Mix, right? But that's all the PSYOP.
And then just the total sexual confusion.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cannonburgers, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Kathy Hoffman had a Cannonburger that she carried around at all times. All right, when we come back, more phone calls and news with Deanna Lorraine. We'll be right back. Final hour of the War Room.
Last Saturday, we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd, Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side. Right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right, we're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck.
Yeah!
Come out and show your resistance to the ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The free side of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
At the root of a lot of this leftist stuff that we see is really just laziness. Because, I mean, hard work pays off. But, like, if you want to be successful, if you want to be fit, if you want to start a business, if you want to have, you know, anything be successful, you have to put in a lot of hard work. And so it's kind of like that Dave Portnoy video that went viral where he's talking to that Antifa member and he's like, well, do you just hate rich people? Because I'm filthy rich. I mean, say whatever you want about Dave Portnoy. I mean, he obviously worked hard to build up Barstool Sports. He was probably years before it was really profitable or successful. And that's the point is, though, is these guys would rather go out and put on a mask and, you know, beat up an old lady or smash a window. And like that makes them feel empowered instead of putting in that work, putting in that sweat, putting in that labor. For something that could be good and that they could create. And then they could be the ones that, you know, wear a suit and tie to work instead of going out to bash in a window.
Of course, but they can't, though, because that's not how they are trained. They were trained to annihilate business and entrepreneurship and motivation and resourcefulness. I mean, it's all planned to, it's not like, oh, okay, you know, we're just going to wipe out some small businesses. They also want to annihilate the entrepreneurial American spirit that creates businesses and small businesses.
Which the system has really already done. I mean, let me tell you, if you ever try to start a business, let me tell you from experience.
Right.
Before you can even open your door, you're thousands of dollars in the hole. You're in paperwork up to your neck. You got to even figure out what taxes am I supposed to pay? Licenses, all this crap. So I would imagine a third of the people that, or probably two thirds of people that ever tried to start a business, once they get in and get all the red tape and see all the fines and paperwork and taxes, they're probably just like, I'm out. I'm not doing this.
Oh yeah, it's rough. And then if you actually make it through and you pay all that money, you have that sweat and that toil and that blood and you make it through and then it's all of a sudden successful. And then you have California saying, oh, you know what? We're going to just shut you down actually. Right. We're going to shut you down. You're not allowed to operate a business. You're not allowed to operate a church or a gym or a restaurant.
And it shows
people
how
people are barely hanging by a thread.
And see, that's why I get so mad. They're like, oh, I'm anti-capitalist, anti-free market. We're not in a damn capitalist free market. They've ruined all of it, man. And yeah. You don't know that because you've never tried to start a business. You don't know that. You don't look at your salary and see the taxes that come out of it. But, you know, but there's a real element to this, too, where it is at a certain level haves and have nots.
Yeah.
And I was looking at a video that was going viral today, and it's just side by side, like, here's what's going on at Trump rallies. Here's what's going on at Democrat rallies. Oh, I'm sorry, Antifa, BLM riots. Mm. Same difference.
Same.
But I look at that, and I see the real issue here. It really isn't a matter of have and have nots. Like, for example, a Trump boat parade.
Yeah.
These people that are going out and whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa, or whatever, looting and rioting and stuff on the streets, obviously they are in some way, shape or form a quote unquote have not. They probably don't have a boat.
Right.
They probably don't own property.
They're
and
not
so,
happy.
And so they see that and they feel oppressed. They feel downtrodden. But they haven't made the disconnect from the establishment yet. They still think the establishment, they still think the system is going to save them somehow by destroying us when they don't understand, no, the system is out to get all of us. You're included in that.
Yeah, exactly. You are. They are definitely included in that. They haven't gotten it yet after all these years. Or they just know, you know, they're here to be disruptors. They're going to disrupt this. They're going to disrupt the movement no matter what. Disrupt small businesses. Because what happens? I mean, this has been feeling kind of like an apocalypse. If you go around downtown or if you go around anywhere in LA, Austin, it's like a ghost town. You know, it's like this is like a ghost of small businesses past. And these people, again, they're barely hanging on. And then there's more shutdowns and there's lockdowns and restrictions.
So now so it's even harder.
Right. So, oh, yeah. I mean, who's going to even be crazy enough to start a business now? What do you think is going to happen at the end of the year or in a year from now? Or you think, you know, 50% of these businesses aren't even going to survive?
Well, and then they complain like Ilhan Omar and they say, mm-hmm. billionaires shouldn't be allowed to profit during a pandemic. And then it's literally all the biggest billionaires in America. The top five are all leftist Democrats, all making the most money off of this. It's like, you know, how can you sit here and say that and then ignore the actual billionaires making money that all vote Democrat and fund Democrat campaigns?
Exactly. And then it's just the same thing as this thought policing that happens, because after a while, these people, they haven't worked for months or they haven't worked as hard. And then they start collecting this unemployment and they really stop the thought of like, well, maybe I'll start a small business, because what's the point? They're just going to get shut down every second. They're going to get shut down. I mean, what's really the point? And a year from now, I bet you we're going to have no entrepreneurship, you know, no original ideas. People aren't going to even want to start businesses, because what's the point? Nail salons, bars, restaurants, that's not going to be a thing anymore. And that's pretty sad.
Yeah, the only solution to this would be it's time to just start giving a middle finger to the IRS, a middle finger to your, you know, state franchise taxes and all these different taxes and all these different BS things you have to register for and do all the paperwork, just start a business. And then they come, they try to shut you down or find you, just say F off. And if all of America did that, I mean, what are they going to do? There's no such thing as a debtor prison, at least yet. They may try to change that when the new digital age strikes with Bill Gates and everything. But
right, what if we all just didn't pay our taxes? And what if we all just didn't shut down?
Well, what would be the point? Your roads suck.
Yeah.
You can't win any of the wars you've been in for the last 20 years. The schools are closed. I mean, so what am I paying taxes for?
Yeah, exactly. What? And maybe you're paying some for the schools, but the schools are being pushing this transgender BS, right? With transgenders having kids sit on their laps for field trips and everything. You know, this is not worth putting money for. And then you're paying maybe for churches, and then the churches are getting shut down. So really, what is the point anymore? We all just need to protest. We all need to give the middle finger. And those people, the gym owners of the Attellus Gym in New Jersey, that needs to happen by like 1,000, you know, 1,000 times.
And it's too bad. There's only like, it's like one or two in each state that's doing that. It needs to be all of them.
I know it needs to be all of these people, but they're scared. They feel like controlled by these Governor Gavin Newsom. And they're like, oh my God, you know, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said we're going to get our power and water shut off if we continue this.
See, you know, that's what the problem is. Because America's not united, we don't win this battle.
Yeah.
If America was united and we weren't in such a deception mode, we would all be joining together saying we're not wearing the masks, we're not taking the vaccines, we're not closing our business, we're in a free country, but we're not all united. And so they've made it a political thing now, just your basic freedom is a political thing now. And so leftists and Democrats look at your freedom as a political issue that they have to take away from you.
Exactly.
That's their political issues. I have to take away your freedom because their logic is your freedom is hurting me. Your freedom is hurting the innocent. Your freedom is hurting a minority. Your freedom is hurting the LGBTQ when you're like, I don't have anything to do with any of those groups.
Right. And they teach us that the common enemy is each other when, you know, we need to be united on the who the common enemy really is. And half the country don't, they think the common enemy is the white person or, you know, the straight male or something. And it's you know, who we're fighting right now. It's who we're fighting. And they just are dumb enough. They're too blindfolded. They just don't get it.
And so I don't know, but that's right. I don't know what you can do.
I'm white and have a penis. Blame me for everything, says, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's the white, straight male. God forbid if you're white, straight, and Christian. Oh, my God.
Deanna was not making an admission there, okay? She was reading off of a thing. She was reading off a thing on the screen. It was a protester.
Thank you for the clarification.
I just want, because there's a radio audience out there.
Oh,
so just
shoot.
To understand.
There are a lot of confused people out there right now.
Well, we just, well, yes, but hopefully we just set some of them straight. But I don't know what you can do because there's a legitimate gripe. With people feeling disenfranchised and oppressed or whatever, and they can't get out of poverty or they can't get over the hump or whatever. And so they've just, they're into this sunken place where the only thing that they have that empowers them or the only thing that they feel that they can fight the system with is to literally go out for Black Lives Matter or go out for Antifa or something like that. And who knows? They may even understand how corrupt and fake it all is. They just don't care
right. Because
they have nothing else that feels like them. They have nothing else.
Purpose.
That, yeah.
It gives them a purpose. And, you know, no one really connects the dots between the shooters and the people that commit violence with, you know, the male who is angry and the male who is, you know, comes from a fatherless home, a broken family. Guess what? I mean, that's like plays right into the system of someone who is a shooter, a school shooter. But they're not going to talk about that. No, they're going to just say, oh, it's toxic masculinity. Oh, you know, it's because of the culture of sex and everything. No, it's not. It has so much to do with the broken family, and they know it. We know it. The left won't ever admit it, though.
And so, exactly. And then BLM, in the ultimate irony, says, we're going to end the nuclear family, which is already dead, and why all these people are disenfranchised hooligans in the streets. All right, we'll be right back and take your phone calls.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got news to get to. We've got video clips. We've got your calls. And look, LeBron James is just not a bright guy. He's really good at basketball, and that's fine. And he's really rich, and good for him. He can only do that in America, by the way. But the crew is pointing out to me how it's ironic. It's like everything LeBron does is ironic. It's like, here's a guy who's made hundreds of millions of dollars as a black athlete who, like, talks about oppression. Give me a break. Here's a guy who gives millions of dollars to build a school in Ohio, and it's just a shrine to him.
Right.
You can go look at the LeBron school or whatever. It's literally just a LeBron shrine. You're like, a shrine. You're lucky if you can find a book. But then they're like, oh, the irony. Tell me, the guy never makes it past the first chapter.
Oh, man.
But the crew said the irony of LeBron James reading Malcolm X is how Malcolm X literally said that the black community should not look at black athletes as community leaders. Why would they do that? But yet that's exactly what LeBron thinks he is.
Of course. And then, you know, Oprah Winfrey had the audacity the other day to do a huge special on Zoom with all these black actors talking about the epidemic of white supremacy and white privilege here in America, how every white person is more privileged than a black person, no matter if you're dirt poor, homeless, or in poverty. So I would love to know how many white people out there feel like they're more privileged than Oprah Winfrey, the richest woman in the world.
And here's the funny thing.
White guilt session. Sorry, I got that wrong. White guilt session.
I was thinking about this issue and how, because it's not just like, oh, what if white people did that? Like, what if white people had a White Lives Matter rallies across the nation or had murals in the street? Everybody knows that double standard. But it's even beyond that, where there isn't even a conservative out there really that does that content, right? Like,
no.
There's not like any, I mean, the only one that you so could even weird. Point to would be perhaps Nick Fuentes. And he doesn't even, I don't even think, like, I'm not even saying that he's on that level. My point is that Fuentes, who just talks about racial issues from a conservative perspective or a white male perspective or whatever you want to say, it's just like, oh my gosh, you can't even talk about it. Like, yeah. You can't even talk about racial issues if you're white or a conservative or whatever. That's only for the left. They are the only one. They're the arbiters of those issues. And if you even talk about it, you're censored, you're bad.
Exactly. And that's how they've designed it, though. You know, that's what Marxism is. It's just, you know, if you're considered one of the oppressed categories, then you can talk whatever you want about everybody else and you're considered still a victim. But anyone in the quote unquote unoppressed categories, no, you know, everything that you say is transphobic, race phobic, you know, add a phobic in there or an ism in there. But if you've seen this whole pyramid of hierarchy, this hierarchy of privilege, it's a sham. I mean, it's the most laughable thing ever. And you could Google it, but it's literally who is, according to the Marxists, the most privileged people versus the least privileged people. And of course, a white, straight Christian male is the most privileged man and person, even if he's grown up on the streets, homeless, he's more privileged than Oprah Winfrey and LeBron James.
It doesn't even matter that, again, like Black Lives Matter gets hundreds of millions of dollars. The Floyd family gets tens of millions of dollars. Most BLM rallies are 90% black people.
Yeah.
So, or excuse me, white people, not black people, white people. So it's just like, what? Like, it's the land of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a phone call here and we'll continue taking phone calls for the rest of the hour. Deanna Lorraine in studio with us. Let's go to Rennell in New York. Rennell in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Owen and Donna.
Deanna. Hey, how are you, Rennell?
Very good. Want to plug real quick, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, awesome product. You know, InfoWarsStore.com, the best.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I think we need to show to forced masking on public transportation, buses, trains, airplanes.
What are you saying now?
We need to say no to them forcing us to wear masks on public transportation, whether you ride a bus, a train.
Okay, I'm sorry. You kind of cut out first. Yeah, here's the issue that people need to understand when doing this, because I agree, but we tend to approach these things or approach the people who want us to wear a mask or will harass about a mask. We try to approach them with logic and facts. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is you have to approach them with their leftist logic. And so when they come up to you to wear a mask, you have to hit them with something like my body, my choice, or you have to hit him with something like, oh, I can't breathe. Or if you really want to go down a conversational route, when they tell you to wear a mask, just say, okay, I have a health condition. I can't wear a mask. And then when they either ask you for your health condition or tell you to get off the bus or whatever, say, oh my gosh, are you discriminating against a disabled person? Are you really going to discriminate against me because I have a health condition? And then because that's what fries their wires, because that's their own logic. But they don't see, they're not, their logic isn't logical.
I know.
So they're not used to someone using their logic against them, because we use actual logic, not leftist logic. But when you aim their logic against them, their brain gets scrambled, and that's when they'll either start screaming or just leave you alone.
I have tried that. I can't breathe. Because you can't breathe. That's the fact. When your mask is pulled all the way up over your nose, you're trapped in a car or a plane or a train for 5 hours. You can't breathe. I mean, that is just not healthy for anyone. But when you've tried to, I can't breathe, you know, they're like, I don't care. I mean, it's cool if George Floyd can't breathe, but if you can't breathe or millions of other people can't breathe, I don't give a crap. They don't care about that. So it's hard. I mean, I get the whole throwing the logic in front of their faces thing, but you know, because their brains are so cooked, it just doesn't seem like it has the same effect.
That's why you hit them with their own logic. And so they just basically shut down. All right, thanks for the call, Rennell. Let's go to Insane in Georgia. Insane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Big O. What's up, dog?
What's up?
Just chilling, man. First off, I wanted to plug Turbo Force. As a truck driver, I know that we don't like to stop a lot because the truck stops get backed up. And I mean, that's why we keep pee bottles and poop bags in our truck. So we don't have to pull over to a gas station every time we have to use the bathroom. So therefore, why not keep a box of Turbo Force in your truck? So you ain't got to pull over every time you need an energy drink or a coffee. You know what I mean? But anyway, to my point. So I did 2 years in state prison. I got out in 2010 and I went right back when I got out in 2010, I was on a leg monitor. And then when I went back like 8 months later in 2011, and Alex has been talking about this a lot, the app that they're putting on the phone. This is like deadly serious. So when I come home in 2015, the first thing I had to do was see my parole officer. She made me like the rules in Georgia now, if you get out of prison, you have to have a smartphone because they have to be able to put this app on your phone.
Wow.
And they're going to have to do that with contact tracing too.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. So yeah. Check this out. So I met with my parole officer, whatever, and she made me like talk into this recorder 5 times. So it recognized my voice.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
It's all coming. They've already got the system built.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan.
This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Think about that. The Democrats and the liberal media sit here all day and say, kids in cages, kids in cages, kids in cages. And then they literally put your kid in a cage to go to school. Behind the monkey glass.
Right. That's exactly what I was saying, too. Yeah, it's they don't care about the kids in sex trafficking cages or the kids in school cages right now that's happening. The plexiglass. I swear, the person who created this coronavirus is probably like a plexiglass manufacturing company.
Or like the toilet paper companies or something.
I know, right?
You know what? Here's what I want to see. This is going to happen eventually.
It's disgusting.
It probably won't be on film. We'll never even hear about it. But one of these days, it would have been me as a kid.
Damn.
Some kid is going to break down their stupid little plexiglass barrier and smash it and rip their mask off and throw a temper tantrum. I would have done that if I were a kid. I'll have my
me
mom
too.
Call in and verify it right now. I remember I used to fight my neighbor who used to drive me to school for carpool. I would get in fisticuffs with him just to not go to school some days.
So how great would
you
that
thought
be?
You could put me in a box? I would have found a way. I would have snuck in a lighter or something and lit it on fire.
Could you imagine? Like, one of these kids is going to get angry. Are you telling me there's hundreds of thousands of kids? They're all in these little boxes, these plexiglass boxes, and they're not going to light something on fire or, like, burst out of it and everything?
Yeah, like ADHD is going to go through the roof or something.
Oh, yeah. But then they're going to send that kid to quarantine camp. They're going to send them to a re-education camp so they can understand the benefits of being locked into plexiglass.
Yes, you have to be a slave. There's a virus now. It's for your protection. Yeah, give me a break.
It's all for your protection. Just like the curfew is. Just like a curfew, the coronavirus can't hit you.
The coronavirus abides by the curfew. But by the way, here's a Cardi B softcore porn video for you to watch. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's start with Josh in Ohio. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's going on?
All right, hold on a second. This is, hold on. I want to be, look, it's Friday. I think the crew is maybe drunk. We're now on John in Ohio. So John in Ohio, you're on. Go ahead. Okay, now he's dropped John and now picked up Josh. What the hell is going on back there?
Poor John.
Somebody slapped Nick upside the head. Okay, so I'm sorry, John. Call back and yell at Nick. He's falling asleep at the wheel. He only works 13 hours a day, so I don't blame him. This is the end of his shift on this long week. All right, now Josh in Ohio's on. Now, don't touch that thing. Leave him on. Josh, go ahead.
Howdy, Owen. Howdy, Deanna.
Good. How are you?
What I wanted to say is last night in the DNC, the Democrats made their move with Billie Eilish to activate the transgender LGBT movement and rise up against our president.
Totally.
I'm not trying to act like I really don't know anything about Billie Eilish. Is that a transgender person?
Yeah. Oh, it was a teenager.
No, I'm serious. I don't know anything about Billie Eilish. I saw Billie Eilish at the green hair thing, but is that a transgender? What is it, an actor?
You know, I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, it's definitely not Billy Idol's child, that's for sure. It was, you're right. It's like trying to activate the transgender community to hate Trump. And she's like sitting there miserable, looking like she's going to slit her wrists. And she's like, oh, all of my problems right now are because of Trump. I mean, I don't know if we got that clip, but yeah, go on. So yes, you're right. That's a great observation.
Well, the reason why they did that is because they already have race baited the black community because they have Kamala Harris. They don't have to go and pull
the
Jay-Z and Beyonce gig to go ahead and activate that urban community for the pity that's going on and make it pander to them that they're going to help them, which they're going to do nothing of.
Look, this individual to me is clearly on some form of a psychotropic drug, if not straight up lithium.
And what is with these weird purple backgrounds? Like, it does look like it's straight from like Back to the Future or like a Billy Idol kind of backdrop. It's so cheesy.
Please stop bringing Billy Idol's good name into this.
Yeah.
But hold on a second.
That is not Billy Idol's
name. I'm not even kidding, guys. I was going to say,
look at that tweet.
Look up what Billie Eilish says she's Satan, or he say, I don't know. You can look up people, you know, people on lithium, that's what they look like. Their eyes get all mopey, their face gets all droopy, and they can't show any positive emotion.
Wow. Well, that's like the whole left right now in the entire country.
Yeah, it's like there's been a math lithium injection. In fact, they even put out, in New York or something, they even said, we'll put lithium in the water because suicide rates are going up, depression is going up, so we're just going to force drug you with lithium. I'm not even kidding. They literally said they're going to put lithium in the water to bomb you out of your mind. Unbelievable. Thank you for the call, Josh.
You're right.
There it is right there.
Boom.
We don't make this stuff up,
folks. We're going to assist you in suicide. We're going to literally assist you and give you the gun and the drugs.
Oh, feeling depressed and oppressed? Well, I don't know why. We just shut down the economy. Told you can't go out without a mask. Told you can't go to the gym. Told you can't go to a ball game. Told you can't go out to dinner. Told you can't see your mother. I don't know why you're feeling depressed, but here's some lithium, Jack. Yeah. All right, let's go now to Alan calling in from New Jersey. Alan, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? How are you, man? How you doing?
I'm not on lithium.
that's a good thing. Listen, I just took a road trip. I literally got in my car about a week and a half ago with my dog, and I drove, and I'm coming tomorrow. Are you going to be there?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to be there. Deanna's going to be there. The InfoWars crew is going to be there. Alex Jones is going to be there.
I'm going to be in with a onesie and jumping in the pool.
I'm handsome, but I have love handles, but I'm cool. But that's not even what I want to talk about right now. I really am. My dog is Pinky. She's my life. She opened my heart. But listen, I want to tell you, you know, everybody's always plugging in products and stuff. I love Secret 12. You know, I'm not cool with some of the other ones because my brain's very sensitive to those type of chemicals. But I've been doing research with artificial intelligence, AI, and asking questions like, how many micrograms do vitamin B12, which foods have the highest? Do you know that if the RDA is 1,000 micrograms of vitamin B12, do you know half a dozen clams is 80,000, dude? 80,000. And it's just remarkable. It's like literally 100 times.
I don't know. I'm clamming up.
Did you say half a dozen clams is 80,000 what?
Micrograms of vitamin B12.
Are you a clam salesman?
I didn't know you're supposed to eat clams for vitamin B12.
Are you bringing clams to Barton Creek?
Yeah. And you said clams, not clanza, just to be clear for the radio audience.
Watch this. Hey, Google, how many micrograms of vitamin B12 does half a dozen clams have?
Well, we can't hear the old Google there, but they pulled it up here. I mean, we fact check our callers too. Yeah, clams have more vitamin B12 than any other food. There it is, right there.
Wow, I'm gonna have to stock myself with clams every day.
Do you think Cardi B eats clams?
I'm kosher. I love Jesus, Rudolph. I don't care. But listen, I even went to Pennsylvania. Got coal. I went to Indiana, panned for gold and everything. I've been doing all this whole thing, and like a week and a half ago when Alex first went to the park, I had to drive like 11 hours to get to there. So I said, forget it. But then boom, Alex, and you guys we're going tomorrow now. So
we'll see you tomorrow. And maybe, you know, ease up on the turbo force before you hit the pond with us tomorrow. Because, or actually take the turbo force because it could be a long day of fun at Barton Creek. So Alan, we'll see you tomorrow. And again, folks, tomorrow at noon, the free side of Barton Creek. Alex Jones will be there. Can't promise he's going to destroy another median, but he will be there swimming with us nonetheless.
And spelunking.
There will be a cannonball or two.
Yes.
All right. Let's go quickly to, let's see, Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Deanna. Anybody there?
Hey.
Yep, go ahead.
It didn't switch over in the normal way. That's why I was confused. Did you see the report? It was somewhere on InfoWars. I haven't seen it since, where the mail-out votes, ballots, are not party anonymous. On the outside of the return envelope, it indicates whether you're Republican or Democrat.
That's right. We aired that video yesterday, which leaves this. I mean, even if you're a Democrat, you should be worried. They're the ones. In fact, guys, roll B-roll for number 15 real quick. The Democrats are so out of their minds right now. They saw an old picture of a refurbishing truck taking a UPS box to have it refurbished. And they said, Trump's literally hiding the UPS box. He's hiding the mailboxes. So, I mean, if you're really worried about this, the things say Democrat on it, like Jefferson is saying. We showed the video yesterday. The outside of the mail-in ballot says whether you're Republican or Democrat. So if you think that Republicans or Democrats are going to sabotage this, you should be against it as well. But they're not, are they, Jefferson? They all want it because they're the ones rigging the game, but already claiming victim.
as just to get out ahead of the actual claims that they're the ones rigging the game. All right, we'll come back. More of your phone calls.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now in case they are able to pull this off. We're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've only got 10 minutes here, so no time to waste. Guys, let's be really efficient here. Let's go to clip 18 real quick. This is Kevin McCarthy today addressing QAnon. Here it is.
Very quick comment from you. Are you worried about candidates who have won GOP primaries that are being painted as extreme, having statements out there regarding as racist or anti-Semitic, or pledging an interest or an allegiance to a group like QAnon? There's been a lot of criticism about some of those primary winners and whether they're possibly going to cost you seats. What do you say?
Well, let me be very clear. There is no place for QAnon in the Republican Party. I do not support it. And the candidate you talked about has denounced it. But the real question will be when you look to the Democratic Party.
So that's enough. Here's the Republicans.
I don't like that.
Here's the Republicans losing mentality that the Democrats don't have. Big tent politics. Now, you can come up to the Democrat convention and literally whack off your wiener. In multiple ways, excuse me. I'm not trying to be inappropriate. And they'll embrace you and tell you how great you are. And they'll enshrine your, decapitated phallus. And it's like a whole thing. But, oh my gosh, you're a Republican and you post about QAnon. We don't want you. Right. It's like how I literally got kicked out of the Travis County Republican Convention. So, I mean,
Which is
why Republicans lose, because they don't have big tent politics, because they're so afraid of the media.
Exactly. And it's literally, I mean, if you look at the roots of QAnon, whether you believe, you know, some of the theories or not, I mean, it's talking about also sex trafficking, human trafficking, President Trump trying to take certain things down, which is all true. Those are facts. I mean, there is a human trafficking problem in the world. There are certain things that are undeniable. So why would they alienate themselves from that, you know, so much like that and make such a big statement? I think that's really a losing strategy for them.
Yeah. And
it's gonna alienate a lot of the base, actually.
But again, it's just like, stupid. It's the same thing where these are people who literally read Media Matters and Southern Poverty Law Center as Republicans and then use that to decide what they think about QAnon or InfoWars or all this other crap. And they don't understand probably, I mean, QAnon followers are probably like 5 million. It's probably about a quarter or a fifth of Trump's base at this point, whether you believe that or not. And so now, and Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, that's a dumb, it's like saying, do you associate with InfoWars? I mean, InfoWars
exactly,
is like millions.
Exactly.
Of course, that's an idiotic thing to do.
And that's why Trump was smart to just say, well, you know, I don't know about all that, but is it a bad thing to fight human trafficking? Is it a bad thing to bring down pedophiles? Like, you should spin it back on them and say, well, wait, why are you demonizing somebody who wants to stop child sex trafficking?
Yeah.
It's not, well, screw all those people from QAnon. You don't belong in the Republican Party.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Dumb statement.
But see, but I don't even care because I'm big party politics, but it's like, we'll invite a cross dresser. We'll invite a drag queen. You know, we'll invite, now the Republican Party, you know, it's okay for gay people to be in there. Again, I'm for all of that, but it's like, oh, InfoWars is still too taboo, or QAnon is still too taboo. It's just like, no, that's losing mentality.
Really losing.
All right, let's go to the Magoo calling in from Mississippi. Mississippi Magoo, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, hey, Deanna.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a couple of quick points. The first point, you really don't need to respond. I was only going to make one point, but after seeing that QAnon clip, I just wanted to say that what I think is going to actually happen here is the Dems are going to use this to kind of divide and try to conquer. They're going to ask Trump the same question in the next 24 to 48 hours leading up to the RNC on Monday, and they're going to see what Trump has to say about QAnon. And then if he says anything, then they're going to divide, you know, say there's a division between McCarthy and Trump and blah, blah,
blah.
True. Anyway, you don't have to respond to that. What really I wanted to get into was the fact that this whole lockdown is an absolute utter shame on society for being so ignorant. Okay, we live in a republic. We don't live in a democracy. And I urge everybody to literally wake up and understand the difference between a democracy and a republic. Okay, you can go and read the Pledge of Allegiance. We live in a republic. A republic, the people that we vote into power, every statute, every code that they create are advisories. They're not actual laws. They're not codified into law. In order to be something in law, there has to be an enactment clause. There's no enactment clause in any of these state statutes, any of these books.
No, you're 100% right. It's all fiat ordinances that they make you live in fear of a fine or having your business license removed or all this stuff, which is just all fiat. It's all this fiat control. It's all illegal, but we all bought into it. Oh, it's just trying to regulate this. Oh, we're just taxing for that. No, it was for this moment now where you're already bought in. So now they can say, oh, you can be open or not. Oh, you have to wear a mask or not. Magoo, thanks for the call. Deanna, your response?
No, I mean, he's absolutely correct. I mean, this is it's all a big sham and everyone's buying into it. And, you know, this is what they're doing to shut down our businesses, too. And I think he's right about the QAnon statement. I'm worried that they're going to use this to lead up to a here we go. They're going to press them on it next week. We just watch.
See, Trump will handle it just fine, but it's the other Republicans that won't. And he's right. And that's why they're going to say that there's a divide.
Keep needling him.
Hey, but you know what? I don't care because, look, I don't necessarily think QAnon is real, but I mean, I like the fact that they're bringing up real things like child sex trafficking and Hollywood pedophilia. And by the way, when they asked Trump that question on QAnon, QAnon Google searches went up like 500%. So you're just going to make QAnon bigger than ever when you try to destroy it.
Exactly.
But they don't care.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Corrupt financial corruption. I mean, it's a lot more than just pedophilia. There's a lot of things to research there.
Let's go to Alaska. In Alaska, go ahead.
I was calling to order some product, and I don't even get your talk show up here until like 3 o'clock in the morning. But I wanted to tell you this masking our children that inhibits their ability to read facial expressions and inhibits their growth. And they've now made words totally cancelable. So even the words that they're hearing no longer have any value. So if they can't see expression, that's detrimental to our humanness. And I'm very concerned about it.
You're so right. And also, people, I just want to say, too, when you're autistic or you're on the spectrum or you have Asperger's, you need to see facial expressions even more so than the average kid, too. And so that's how they learn communication skills, is through reading facial expressions. So, you know, these people, we're going to have a generation of kids that aren't going to know social skills, social cues, facial expressions. And it's going to be really limited in communication. It's going to be very bad if we don't get a handle on it soon.
Exactly. Mothers have to take responsibility for their households, and I'm asking them to stand up against this. So thank you very
100%.
Much.
100%. Yeah, thank you.
And it's like, if you find, and I mean, I'm all behind this, but it's like you find a sea turtle with, you know, something on its face. Oh my gosh, pollution. You're stopping an animal from breathing. Oh, but we do it to ourselves. And they're the ones that say we're just mammals evolved from, you know, a squirrel turd or something. So why are you suffocating a squirrel turd evolution? It's just such a joke.
Right. Can you imagine if a sea turtle showed up on the beach with a mask on its face?
It's littering. Oh, it's torture.
That would be all over the news. And oh my God, if a sea turtle or a seal had a mask on its face.
But hey, mask up these mammals called humans. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do now. It's just torture ourselves. Self-mutilation. All right. Let's do Cuckslayer on the East Coast. Go ahead.
Cuckslayer.
Owen, Deanna, it's a pleasure. I am making a call out to all Christians. I'm just so sick of this online church, and I'm going to storm my church this Sunday. I'm going to go to where they're broadcasting, and I'm going to ask them, who are they asking permission for to worship? Because this is just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Go to your church leaders and put them on the spot and say, hey, why are we not in person here? Who is giving you these ordinances? Who runs the church now? Who says we're not free to worship now?
Exactly. I've been trying to get through to them. And you know what? Like, the message boards don't work. And if you don't, you know, want to go into your church, at least do that.
I love the idea. Storm the church.
And by the way, and here's what they're going to end up doing from this. Just like what they do with everything else, they'll consolidate churches. And the only churches that will be allowed in the new digital church marketplace will be the leftist-run churches that produce, you know, the LGBTQ agenda, bring in drag queen story time. Absolutely.
You're so right. Exactly. I can see it happening.
And we have to start our own churches. I did my own Church of Rebels because.
Seriously, go out in the woods and just read the Bible with your friends. It's the best bet. Hey, I got to squeeze in one more call. Thanks for that call. Let's go to John in Virginia. Final caller for the week. John, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the DNC a little bit. And, you know, even though I thought Biden was surprisingly coherent for once, I was a little bit disappointed that they didn't bring up the violence on the West Coast, especially there's this one guy who got kicked in the head and there was no mention about it throughout the entire
Well, that's because convention. that's their militant wing. They don't want to call out their own violence.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit disappointing, but predictable. But I know we've talked about this multiple times, but I'm really looking forward to the debate to see what happens.
September 29th, first debate. John, when I met you, I guess it was like 6 months or 8 months ago now, would you have ever thought, your politics would have changed so much?
Well, actually, it's actually changed since high school. I used to be a left leaner. Now I consider myself to be right center. But no, to answer your question, no, I didn't think it would.
That's amazing. And you're really just a free thinking centrist. That's what we really are here. Hey, thanks for the call, John. All right, Deanna Lorraine. Always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Great to be here. And thanks, I'll be there tomorrow, too, in the
swimming
situation.
The crew, the audience. But yes, tomorrow, Barton Creek on the free side, the monkey tree. We're going to be out there. We're going to have some fun, some games, the crew, some cold beverages, some food. I hope you can join us tomorrow, Barton Creek at noon, Swimming with Alex Jones Part 2. You stay classy, Info Warriors.